breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And on Tuesdays, we like to set aside some time to deal specifically with one of the sections of news that affects all of us all the time, and yet very few things, at least in talk radio, ever cover it. And that is technology and the breaking news in the tech sphere. Ari Zoldan is back with us. He's the head of Quantum Media and our resident expert on all things technology. All right. It was good to see you on Sunday. I got to say, we have talked a lot about this technology called Fluber that is coming about. And it was impressive to see it up close and personal. The planes looked awesome. The app works great. But for people that haven't heard us talk about this, to be able to order kind of a private jet with the convenience of a web app that gets you a car to and from the airport and costs slightly more than just a commercial ticket, I think that our friends at Fluber are onto something. That was an incredible presentation that they made on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin, and thanks for taking the time to come out. Look, we covered this before, Kevin. We're in the convenience economy, whether it's Airbnb, whether it's Uber, being able to do something quick, easy, and trying to keep it as simple as possible. But also, how do you get the product or service to be competitive? And I think Fluber, they really did it. And we're excited to see they're up and running right now. People are booking flights. It's short hop flights. So New York, Atlantic City, New York, Boston, New York, DC. And it's exciting. It's run by professional pilots. And it's just about being quick and easy and affordable. And I think if you can deliver that to the end user, and it just doesn't have to be the aircraft industry. It could be the real estate space. It could be really any space. I think that's the value today. And yeah. I think they're delivering it. We're going to be seeing a lot more of them as well.
Well, I can't wait to try to take my initial flight on one. But if it comes off half as good as it appears, and if people want to see the aircraft themselves, I've got them linked on my Instagram. But it was a really just phenomenal presentation, and to hear the heart of the owner, who made his living in the tech space, but has a passion for aviation and has brought that expertise into a marketplace that really has a space for it. I mean, I was talking with some folks after I got back, Ari, and you know, there's people that own their own planes, and there's people that can, you know, get in their own plane and go where they want to go. But there's a lot of people that I think if they don't have to pay an outrageous amount to rent a private aircraft, they would surpass that TSA experience and go around all the hassles of going to a big public airport like JFK or LaGuardia or Newark if they could avoid it. And this seems to hit so many solutions for people that are in that that, you know, demographic right now.
And I think you nailed it, Kevin. It's they've identified a problem in the industry, and they're delivering a very, very simple solution. But, you know, and they're able to execute it and roll it out. And I think what you said, that, you know, the CEO is spending a lot of time with him, and thank you for coming out again. He was able to turn his passion into a successful business.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people are able to do that. So it's exciting to be with him. It's exciting to feel his passion, and it's infectious. And I think a lot of people felt that in the room a couple of days
ago.
So
if people are interested in more information, they can download the app by going to their app store and looking for FLEW, Fluber, B-E-R. But it's so inventive that he even got Uber, which it's definitely modeled after, to allow a direct patch from the Fluber app over to the Uber app, and you can book your car and your flight all at one time, get a discount on your car booking to and from the airport. And again, you're talking about a ticket that's just a little bit more than just a commercial airline flight. And to have the convenience of being in control of your kind of overall involvement here is really quite something. So I would encourage people to check that out. Ari, let's talk a little bit about this new phenomenon in the tech world called deep fakes. Now, I had not heard of these until about, I don't know, maybe 5-6 weeks ago at the earliest. But they have now increasing. I'm seeing headlines now almost on a daily or weekly basis bubble up, talking about both the impact that deep fakes have, and not even in public dynamic. I mean, people are making deep fakes about their jilted lovers, and they're, you know, we've heard about revenge porn. This is like a whole different level. They're making deep fakes embarrassing people. It's a really a dangerous kind of idea in technology. But the good news is, in today's Post, there's a story that they've got detection software that at least is on some level helping people to determine which ones are credible and which ones aren't. But talk to me about the phenomenon of the deep fake right now.
So, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of fake news, right, over the past couple of years. People, and actually good writers, are producing just content that's factually inaccurate. In essence, it's just kind of like really good, well-written propaganda, and people are believing it. So what's happening now is that we're kind of moving away from the written propaganda, and we're moving towards video propaganda. And that's what deepfakes are about. They're mimicking presidents. They're mimicking influencers, and people can't really tell whether it's real or not. And that's really one of the issues is that with the emergence of artificial intelligence, they're able to create these deepfakes where you're watching President Trump, or you're watching an avatar of him, a deepfake of him, and you really, really, which is scary, you really, really can't tell the difference. And,
right.
And again, we're coming around to the election cycle again, and people are watching videos and they don't know whether it's the real Trump or the fake Trump. But there is a silver lining. As you said, the tech community is certainly, again, they're ahead of the curve, and they're trying to nail this pretty quickly, and they're able to detect through artificial intelligence and kind of resolve the problem about 96-97% of the time. So if they're going to continue with that, they're going to at least hedge a lot of the issues that are going on right now, which is very promising.
Well, I hope that is in fact the case. I do think information is going to be a real battleground in the election of 2020. And as we've seen with Project Veritas's exposés of Facebook and Google and Pinterest in the last successive weeks, there are some bad actors even inside some of the bigger tech companies. And so we need to be able to, I don't know, have some degree of reliability with what we're getting our information, how we're getting our information, who we're getting it from. And it seems like people that don't have good intentions are making that harder because they're using technology kind of in deliberately corruptive ways. But we'll hopefully stay ahead of that curve. Anyway, Ari Zoldan, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being back.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.